Good morning, Warriors. It's Lisa Wolf here, and how to win the big W, the big win to overcome autism, or just in general, just the parent and child relationship in the family unit. The family unit has been so heavy on my heart the last few years, and I've been just trying to like establish a better relationship, the best relationship ever with my children, and it has been an adventure and a journey that is continuing, and I just love the idea that I believe in God, and He has placed this vision and this mission of healing families and healing individuals. You know that they always church. Oh, I love church, but they always focus on the hurts, and they don't focus really on the healing and the process of healing. Yes, they mention Jesus and all that stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, why don't you talk about heal people, heal people? Like, they mention it once in a while, but they just focus on the hurt. And I'm coming today because I'm finally tired of the silence behind the doors. The silence of even when you're growing up as a child. There are things that you do not discuss. You don't even discuss them in your house. And I'm tired of the silence. It is time to break the silence and talk about what families need. And I hate that expression. It just stays in between the family. But how are you supposed to heal? How are you supposed to heal if you don't let others in your family? I understand you do have to have discernment. You absolutely have to have discernment, because I have been very, very cautious the last like 5-6 years on who I allow in my heart and soul, who I allow in my mind, because especially with children with autism, ADHD, Downs, whatever the case may be, just children in general, they need a healthy parent, or a parent at least healing in the healing process. And I've been realizing you can only get so far on your own. I have been conditioned to be on my own for my whole life, the whole 44 years of my life. And I don't blame my parents. I don't blame anybody for it. But I am learning, because I'm learning and healing and growing and maturing for my children and for my family and for my future husband, because they deserve it. And they, like, for the longest time, I didn't know better. And now that I know, I am totally responsible. I'm totally responsible to teach others, to coach others, to lead others to the discovery that I have made over the years. And I'm so excited to actually have the confidence to share this with you. And my boys and I's journey is so, I don't even have the words to explain. It's just a phenomenal thing. And I've always dreamed and prayed about these moments to actually have a family unit like this. And I'm still single. I don't like really using the word single mother. I'm unmarried, and I'm a mother. I'm a woman who is I'm sorry if this offends anybody or whatever, but you know what? I'm just a woman who is in love with Jesus because I have seen what the healing and the teachings and the guiding and the things that he has done in my life. Other people might believe in Buddha or the universe or whatever, but it is a divine source higher than us. And you need to be plugged into that divine source. And it will give you the strength, the power, the perseverance in anything that you can achieve. And I absolutely believe, and I know this for a fact, that for the longest time, I was getting discouraged. I was growing weary. And I was just like, I am not good enough, Lord, to teach and guide people into this family unit. How can I do this? Because I'm not even married. I'm from a divorce. I have been divorced. I didn't know how to be a wife. But first of all, you can't be a wife to a hookup or a boyfriend. You need to be matched with a husband. And there's so many people out there, and you're like thinking, what does this have to do with the big W to overcome autism? It is vital and it is critical right now that we make blended families. There's going to be so many blended families coming together very soon. And there's people that want to come together, but they don't want to hurt the other person. And it's ridiculous that fear is paralyzing families and marriages and just the children. The children deserve, my children, other people's children deserve healed families. And you don't need to be 100% healed. The thing is that you have a man and you have a woman. Say they're both divorced and they royally screwed up the first time. And I hate saying it like that, but this is how the culture and the world sees it. And so what does the culture tell you? Oh, to get over somebody, you need to hook up with somebody else, get in another relationship, find your inner being and all this other stuff. But in the meantime, our children, I can speak this because I did it. And I'm here today to admit and come forward, and I'm not ashamed or feel guilty about what I have done. Yes, I have made some serious mistakes. And with my mistakes and my choices in my life, my children have, it's like a cause and effect situation. Choices and consequences, they have paid. Like, it has affected them. My choices have affected them in a way. And I noticed this like 5 years ago, and I refuse for my children to even go through that ever again. So my discernment and my healing journey individually is at a peak right now, because everything I have learned from my power source, which is God, other people might have other things, but like, be open and change your perspective on things or see other people's perspectives. I had to see for myself, whoa, that is the root cause of why I act the way I do, and received healing and correction and guidance and teaching for that. It's for me first. It's okay to heal first. but you're doing all these things all at the same time. But my son started seeing the change in me. And then my perspective changed drastically. And I was seeing the world and seeing me, seeing others through their eyes. Because autism, they have such an intelligent mind. Intelligent mind. And the world just wants to label them autistic, ADHD. There's even people that are classified as schizophrenia or whatever the case may be, whatever label the culture gives people. It's ridiculous. But I'm not focused on that anymore. I'm focused on my children and how we can just love each other unconditionally. But anyways, when you take a divorced man and a divorced woman from separate marriages, and that blended family comes in, those people need to be at a threshold of some type of healing. They have to have discernment, because like, you feel that I can't trust anybody. I can't trust myself to make the decision that if I'm going to get with the wrong person again and all this stuff. There's all these worries. But when you start taking a inventory within yourself and be like, and create boundaries for yourself, not other people at first, but within yourself, you know you can trust yourself. And that's where I'm at right now. I had to learn discernment, which you already have built in yourself. You just have to trust yourself and trust that intuition. Like some people call it intuition. It's discernment or that gut feeling or whatever. That is discernment, like point blank. But you need to trust yourself. And I've been doing things more intentional because I have a purpose and I have a goal. Because I see it in my mind and I feel it. And in the natural world, things were starting to come together and I freaked out. Because I had never thought in a million years it would be happening to me. Especially in my relationship with my children right now. And I'm just, this is just an introduction of like, what it's going to be. So you have a divorce. Sorry, I'm just following the spirit and I'm just like rambling on, but I'm getting to the point. So you have a divorced man and a divorced woman. They go on these journeys to heal and they meet each other. And then the families get involved or the children, like you create these walls. Like, I don't want my children to get hurt again. They've been through enough and blah, 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 whatever the case may be. But sometimes you use your children as an excuse not to get close to somebody because you have that fear that you're going to mess up and you're going to mess up your children. I can say this because that is one of my fears. But it isn't anymore because I'm using my discernment and it's okay. It's okay to let people in slowly. But once your children, like, because my boys, they don't like anybody. I'm just going to be straight up. Or they see things in people, especially men, that they're like, I don't know about that. But once they speak about somebody, I have to kind of pay attention. And I, over the years, I have been doing this. And yes, I'm still unmarried. I'm not dating anybody. But I'm working on this unit. I'm working on my family unit first. And my boys and I, especially in the last year, have grown together like unbelievable. This is the stuff that you pray for. Yeah, do we still have like heated fellowships or disagreements? Of course. But I see them merging into their own sovereign spirits, their own divine identities. And it is the best feeling in the world. And I am learning to see what I have been taught and guided and have been learning in how to coach other families. And I just cannot wait. I'm working on like a program, and people like think I'm full of BS until they actually spend time with my boys and I. And to protect their privacy and everything, they have given me permission to talk about our adventures, but I will not be filming them because until they are, or if ever, if they're not ready for that. But the proof is gonna be in the pudding, and I just can't wait to share this. So, because my main purpose and vision is to have healthy adults conquer and overcome the big W of their childhood, their addictions, their whatever, and focusing on their families first. But sometimes, other people need help, and that's okay. Because you can be at a threshold, but you need that blend in. And then those two people, they come together, they work as a unit together. And then their families kind of, like the kids blend together. Then the outside family, like the grandparents or whatever, come together. And so it's like a chain. It's just a chain that goes down. So you have healthy marriages. Then you have healthy children. Then you have healthy grandparents and extended family. And that creates a healthy community, a healthy world. And that's what healing is all about. Heal people, heal people. Right now in the world, we have such a big division. We have separation because people are going from one hurt relationship to another, hooking up, playing house, just having babies together, and not having that unit, that tight unit first. And but there is a way to have a healed family and an awakened family, and just enriching each other. Like, it's the dreams and the visions that you've always wanted your family to be. And I'm just so blessed with this opportunity. And people may think that I'm full of BS, but you know what? I'm watching my vision, our vision, I should say, unfold right between my eyes. And I let go of control of the situation, and I'm just letting it flow. It's like a river. It's just flowing nonstop. Yeah, there might be some rocks in the way or destruction, but guess what? The river just keeps on flowing, right? So I'm coming out, and I want to share these things with you guys. And a lot of people be like, well, how can you share it? You're not even married yet. You're not in that blended family. But it's because I'm preparing and preparing for that family. And you can prepare for that. A lot of people are like, oh, you can't prepare for that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I'm excited to just go on this adventure with you guys. And I hope you have a blessed day.